10,705 Robert W. and Nancy R. Miller, south of Long Neck Road, west of West Harbor Drive, being lot W64 within White House Beach Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Names and addresses.
Nancy Miller, 34770 West Harbor Drive, in West Harbor.
Robert Miller.
Name and address. Do you both swear a firm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm really not sure why we're here. We built a deck in 2007, obtained all the permits and everything, and we got a notice a couple months ago that we didn't meet the requirement in between. We meet the setback requirements. On the application, it read 20 feet between the units. We have 20 feet between the actual mobile home. We don't have 20 feet between our deck and my father-in-law's deck on this, is which where they're talking about.
Okay.
And that's why you're here.
And that's why you're here, sir.
Yes.
You don't have the 20
but
feet.
We went through the process. I mean, the zoning was approved. We have a zoning approval prior to that.
Certificate of occupancy?
No. No.
You probably got a permit.
We did.
We did.
That because you got a permit, you go ahead and do it.
Yeah, but we had all the inspections and all. It took us a couple years to get them. They said there was a problem. We had another inspector come out.
Okay. And you notified the office when you were done?
Yes.
Yeah, we had final inspections and everything.
I mean,
building code, but not planning.
But not planning and zoning.
That's
why
you're
here. We're from New Jersey. We do zoning first. I mean, we do it every day.
I do this for a living, and trust me, this is not the way we do it.
So we're very confused.
This would all be done before we could even get a building permit. So I'm kind of confused.
Okay.
Sounds like a good way to do it, huh? No, I mean, to make sure it's approved before.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I paid $10 for this permit. I paid $500 for it in New Jersey, but I guess it is the better way to do it. It's a learning experience.
You say that was your father-in-law?
My dad's next door.
Next door to you? Okay.
Yeah, we bought
I built his deck, too, so.
Okay.
And thank God we built his first because they told us
we would be. He would be here instead of us.
He's 85.
Oh.
We bought the home to be with him, take care of him. Okay. The reason for the deck is so he's able to get up on it with his oxygen and everything to get in. So.
That's
right. Okay.
I guess I got to plead ignorance. I thought the 20 feet between the units was the actual unit itself. We have 32 feet between the two of them. In Jersey, anything we go by is setbacks. So.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and then this is unique because it's a mobile home park and not.
Yeah, I've never done work in a mobile home park.
And the same would, just for future reference, the same would apply for any shed or anything as well.
Trust me, I'm done.
You're done. Okay.
So the standards for granting a variance, uniqueness. What's unique about the property that?
It's our front door entrance.
Okay.
And it's not intruding on any view. Or there's nobody in the front of us or the back, only to
water
the sides.
Water on both sides, front and back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I did cause the problem, so I can't plead there.
How large is the deck?
8 by 12.
So it's not a large deck?
No. It comes out 8 feet from the house. It's 12 foot long.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the drawing in your?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you had a four foot step on the front of your home, you'd meet the setback. Not suggesting you do that.
Four foot?
Well, if it's an eight-foot deck and you're asking for a four-foot variance.
Yeah.
And, okay, so that's pretty tight. So I guess I can believe that that would make it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think you've already addressed the, that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood. Necessary to enable reasonable use, further probably be a minimum to afford some relief. Okay.
Okay. Excuse me. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We take case number 10,705 under advisement.
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 10,705 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
All
opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made or later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.